tossum kiyom rehevino bahadei shafkinula. In the case of the Baal Mishnah, if she says she could take it, I'll stay married to my husband, we let her stay married. Pahochob, if they live 10 years without children, afagav yom ravina bada, even though she says she wants to still stay married to him, le shafkinula, we don't let him, otherwise we force him to give a get in order they should be able to have children. But we said, lemaisa lalocha, we don't give a get in such cases. Even though they live 10 years without children, still they stay married. For the Gemara though, by Rei Mukashchin, but a Mishnah, no, Mishnah says the case of a Mukashchin where the husband has boils. Via the Afagav Yom Ravina Badei, even though she says she wants to stay married to him, the law for real place, Shafkinan law, we don't let them stay married. That's not like one of our Mishnah, Chutz Mi Mukashchin, if Neshim Ramatkai, that the reason why we tell him to give a get is for his own sake, he shouldn't like ruin himself. So you see, even though she says she wants to stay married, we say, so what? You have to give a get? So you see, our Mishnah is also talking about cases where they're not allowed to stay married together. So why didn't the Mishnah say the case here also of 10 years without children? So Moran says, no, Hosam Kiyom Radarina Badei, Pisadi Shafkinula, where the husband has Mukashchin. So true, it's no good to have Tashmish. But if she says, I want to stay married, and I will always have Edim, in other words, we'll never have Yichud together, it's okay. Mashenk and Hoch over here, where they have no children, Afagav Diyom Adarina Badei, Pisadi Shafkinula. Even though she says, I want to stay married to my husband, and I will stay with Edim, we don't let them stay, because here it's halacha that he has to give a get, Nikar Adin, because we want him to have children. That's why this is a bigger chomadik halacha of not having children after 10 years. That's why our Mishnah does not say it. Our Mishnah only talks about cases that it's possible for her to stay married to him. Even by Mukashchin, if she says, she'll only have Edim, that she'll never like live with her husband, you'll always be together with somebody else. But in the case where they live 10 years without children, that's a locker that will be forced husband to give a get. There's no way out. That's why our Mishnah doesn't say that case. Tanya would learn like this. Omar Rebbe Yosi, Sachli Zochen Echad, an older person told me, Sachli Zochen Echad, Mianshe Rishlayin, that Eshrim V'yabo Mukashchin Hen. There are 24 different types of Mukashchin of boils you could have. For kulu namr chachomim, and all, any person that has a mukashchin, chachom say, tashmish koshal hen. It's very harmful for them to live with their wives. Ubali rosin, somebody that has this type of a mukashchin called bali rosin, Rashi says it means a sheretz yeshtav moichai. It means he has the bug in his head, in his brain there's a bug there. I don't know what it has to do with mukashchin, but that's called this type of mukashchin of bali rosin. So now the Gemara says, koshal mikulun, that's the worst type of a mukashchin. Mer says, with my heavy, why does this happen? Why does somebody get the sickness as Bali Rosen? The Tani will not like this. Hey kids, done. If a man has bloodletting, let some blood out. The Shemish, then he lives with his wife. Right away, it's a sakon and heavy blood born of a sickin. He's going to have weak children. Rashi says, Choloshim, the kids will be very weak. Hey Kizushnin, let's say both him and his wife both let out blood. And then Vishim should they live together, heavily born in Bali Rosin, then they're going to have children, they'll have this mukashchin of Bali Rosin. Amarav Papa, Loyamona, Loytoyimidi. If they didn't eat anything after they had the bloodletting, Avotoyimidi, if they taste something, less lungbo, then there's no sakona. The more of my simna, what's the simna? How do we know who has this type of mukashchin? Dolphin Eina, his eyes always drip. Fedaiv and Nechira, his nose always drips. For Yaisleriru Mipume, and his mouth saliva always drips out. For Rome died the Yalayu, and bugs, flies are always flying around him. So that's how we know this person has a type of a Mukashchin called Balarosin. For the Gemara Maya Susei, how do we cure him? What's the cure? If somebody has the sickness already, how do we cure him? So Gemara says, Gemara Papa, you have to bring these different type of herbs together. Pili, Rashi says, ace of a type of a grass. The Ludna, another type of a grass. Girda, another one. The Girda, the Aguzet, Rashi says, Klippi, eight segles. The bark of a tree or nut tree. The girdo, the ashva. Rashi says, mashagurim in or, what you scrape off from the skin. Or klila malka. Rashi says, chabatelis, another type of a food. Or maschola de dikla, sumka. Rashi says, shomer, sheesh lem le tomorrow bekat nusam, ken sheesh le gozal tanim. The watch that's around the young dates. Yeah, now the shot, you have to take all these things together. The shalak lu and cook it together. Badi adad, cook them all up together. Or milo lebeis to the shisha. Now bring it into a model house. Vila Ika Base Bashisha, if you don't have a marble house around, Mailalela Besa, bring it into house, Tishev Livni Lavesa. That the walls are made from seven layers of bricks, and it's a very wide wall. Rashi Shakosal have a very thick wall, Shivul of Ranam Zaitzozer. It's seven bricks, one after another. That's how wide the wall is. The kids to bring this stuff into this house, via Shiv Livni Vyarecha, Vinotole plus Meyakosi. Take 300 cups of this medicine, like Al Rashi, pour it on top of the guy's head. The Rafi Arisa, the Mucha, and told by where his brains are, the skin gets very soft. The kids are softened his head by the brains. Now when the skin is very soft there, the Korila Mucha, and now make an operation there, cut open his brains. Umaisi Arba Tarfi Diasa, and bring four different leaves from Asa, of myrtle leaves. Umadle Kochad Kari, and pick up one leg at a time. Trashi Magvila Ragla, no, Magvila Ragla Shasheretz. Pick up now, and as when you cut open his head and you see this bug in his head, in the brains, pick up one foot. Umayshev Ola Tachas Ragla, and put this leaf underneath his foot. Rashi said, "Dimlo Yasim Kain." If you don't do this, like a Shiyasa Begufulitli, you know it's a Parna B'Moichoi V'Yikra V'Estakrum. Because if you don't do this, if you don't put the leaf underneath the bug's foot, when you come to pull him out, he'll tighten his feet like it'll hurt him. So for the answer is, put a leaf underneath his leg. U'Moisiv Chad V'Shokal B'Tzavta, and then take him out, pull him out with the tweezers. The Kolulei, and burn him up right away, this bug. Dilai, if you don't burn him up right away, Hodi Velavai will come back to you. That's the Eitzah, how you get this bug out of the guy's brains. So the Mara Machris Rab Yechnam, Yechnam Mevach Rosamin announced that Hizuru Mezuzei Shobali Rosen. We said this Bali Rosen has flies flying around him. So he said people should watch out for those flies. Mash, when they have the sickness, stay away from them. Rabbi Zera Lehevi Yosef Bezika. Rabbi Zera never sat near anybody, Rashi B'Mokam, Shenosh Ruchachas Ashneim. He never sat like in one wind that would blow upon a person that has this Bali Rosen in him. Again, he didn't want to get sick. Rabbi Lazar Le'ayel B'Yorle never went into a tent of a person that had the sickness. Rabbi Amir Rabbas Lehevi Achli Mibeya. They wouldn't eat even the eggs that came out of such a street that the Bala Rosa lived on. Now, but Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, the Gemara says, Michrechbu, he used to work with them. Shrashi Nidvakestam, he used to go near them. When? Bishur Shaisik with her when he was learning Torah. O Mashiv and Etzloi, O Muftachu, Shetagen HaTorah Lov Lo Yizuk. Rashi says, Rabbi Shua ben Levi has bitachon, his learning of his Torah would protect him. While he's learning the Torah, he wouldn't get harmed from this Balarosan. So you stack nice to them. So Michrach Bu used to go sit next to them, but V'yosik b'Torah. Omar, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, the Pasuk says, V'yeles uvim v'yales chen, by learning Torah bring chen upon you. In chen malal alemdeo, if the Torah brings chen upon people that learn it, egunu le'migna won't for sure protect me from the sickness. So he wasn't afraid, he used to be nice to these sick people. The Mara says, Ki Yevi Shochiv, when Yeshua ben Levi was about to die, is Omru Le'lo Malach HaMavis. In Shemayim they told the Malach HaMavis, Zil Ovid Le'Rusei, go down to Yeshua ben Levi and do whatever he wants from you. Is Ozol is Chazeles. The Malach HaMavis showed himself in front of Yeshua ben Levi. Omru Le'ach V'Li Duchtoi. He saw Yeshua ben Levi says, show me my place, Rashi says, Ho'edichenu Le'gan Eden, V'Reini Mekoimi. Rabbi Shua ben Levi asked the Malach HaMavis, please take me up to Gan Eden. I want to see my place there when I'm still alive. Omalei Lechaye. So Malach HaMavis says, okay. Omalei. So Rabbi Shua ben Levi told the Malach HaMavis, Havli Sakincha, but give me your knife. Because Dilma Mevosali B'Yurcha, maybe you'll scare me on the way and kill me on the way. So the first thing he did was he took away the knife from the Malach HaMavis. Is Yoivin Alei? The Malach HaMavis gave the knife over to Rabbi Shua ben Levi. So kids, and now the Malach HaMavis is taking Rabbi Shua ben Levi upstairs to Gan Eden. Is Kimotel Hossam when they got there? The Laya, Komach Velei. Like the Laya, the Malach HaMavis like picked him up, and Komach Velei showed him his place in Gan Eden. So Rabbi Shua ben Levi what did is Shavar, he jumped over. Nofalu Gisa, he fell on the other side, he jumped into Gan Eden. Nakte Bekana the Glima, and he held the hold of his corner of his clothing, and normally he said like this, Bishvulosod Layasina, I swear I won't come out of here. That's what Yeshua ben Levi said. Izama Kutcher Bruch, the Rabbanah Shalom said, Yishas Shalashvosa Nahadir. Eloi Loi Nahadir. So Rashi says it means that if he ever made a shvu on this world and was shoyl, was matir nether, will also be matir his nether, will make him come out. But if he never made a shvu, then mashm nebish was masking to let him stay here. And that's what happened. Is Omar lay, so Vaisas he stood there. So the Malachim Avos said to him, Omar lay, have li sakina, but I call upon him, give me back my knife. For heviko yoiv lay, if Yeshua believed, didn't want to give him back his knife. Is Nofka Baskla, Baskla went out to Yomalei and told him, Havnalei, give him back his knife. The Misroel Lebriyosa, he needs it for the other people. That's the Malachim Avos, he needs his knife to kill people with it. So Mora says now, Machrez Elio Kanei, Elio announced in front of him, Poni Mokna Balavoi, Poni Mokna Balavoi, make place for Rabbi Shur ben Levi, Rabbi Levi's son. Ozel Ashkechel Rabbi Shur ben Yechoi, Tevi Yosef Atlas Osar, Taktiki, Pisa. He went and found Rabbi Shur ben Yechoi that was sitting on 13 like pillars of gold. That's what the Shur ben Yechoi was sitting on. Is Omalei, so Rabbi Shur ben Yechoi asked him, Atu Balavoi, is it true? Are you the son of Levi? Omalei Hein, yes. So Rabbi Shur ben Yechoi asked him, Nirosa Keshes B'yomecha, did you ever see a rainbow in your times? In other words, a rainbow only comes when there are no tzaddikim. Kedlar HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to destroy the world again, so the rainbow comes out, the sign that Hashem won't destroy the world. So he asked him, did you ever see a rainbow? Omalei Hein, so Rabbi Shur ben Yechoi answered back, yes. In Cain, if so, Yata Balavoi. Then Rabbi Shur ben Yechoi said, you're not the son of Levi? Because if you'd be such a big tzaddik, the rainbow wouldn't have come. And Mora says, really was Velohi. Really what happened was the rainbow never came. To Lehevi. Really it never happened. Lehevi Midi. Elisova Loyachsek Tivusel Nashoi. He just didn't want to talk nice about himself. But this was the nice of Rabbi Shur ben Levi. Then the Gemara says, now Rabbi Chanina Ba Papa Shoshvin Hevi. He was a friend of Rabbi Shur ben Levi. Or Rashi says, Oyevav Rogel, that's the Malachim Avos. The Malachim Avos is always used to a good friend of Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa. Is ki have a Konicha Nash, when it came to time for him to die, Omer le Malachim Avos, Ashkodesh Baruch Hu told the Malachim Avos, Zil Ovid le Rusa, go ask him, Rabbi Chanina, what he wants, and do it. Is Ozla Gabes, the Malachim Avos went to Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa, the Yitzchaz Lehi showed himself to him, Omer le, so Papa said to him, Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa said to him, Shavkit Losen Yomi, give me another 30 days to live. Adenahate Talmudoi, and let me review all my learnings. The Amri, because they say, Ashri Mishabo Lekan, for Talmudu Biyodoi. It's good for the person that comes upstairs and has a learning in his hands. In other words, that knows everything. So you want the Chazar over for 30 days. So Shofkut left him. Labosat Losin Yom, after 30 days, Ozel is Chazilei, the Malchomes came back to him. Omalei, so the Rabbi Chanina said to him, Achvuli Duchtoi, again, show me my place in Olam Haba. Omalei Lechai said, okay. Omalei, so Rabbi Chanina told the Malachim Avos, Havli Sakincha, give me your knife. Dilma Mavosli Biurcha, maybe you'll scare me and kill me on the way. Omalei, so Malachim Avos said to him, Kechavr Chaboyas Lenevadli, you want to do just like your friend, Yeshua Malevi did, nothing doing. Omalei, so he said to him, I see Sefer Torah, bring me a Sefer Torah. V'chozi mi k'midi v'kosu bei v'delei k'yamti. See if there's anything in the Sefer Torah that I didn't do. So Omalei, so the Malachim Avos like said back to him, mi ichrochus pebalei rosan, v'yasta b'torah, did you do like Rabbi Shur ben Levi did? Do you wrap yourself, or go near these people that have this mukash chinah balei rosan, and learn Torah with them? Smash for this one thing you didn't have. The Afiluach, even so, the Gemara says, Kinoch Nafshei, when he really died, when Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa died, what happened was, if Sikle Yamudu Denura, a pillar of fire like came in front of him, made a separation, Benidele Yalma, between him and the whole world. Or Gemirin, it was learned, Le Mafsek Amudu Denura, this pillar of fire doesn't come in front of anybody, Elo Lachad Bador, only to one person in a generation, or Le Train Bador, two people in a generation. In other words, it's only for big tzaddikim this happens to. Is Korov Lagabe Rebbe Alexandria. So Alexandria went near him when the fire was around him, and Omri said, "Why let the fire go away? I say b'shvil kvay chachomim. Take away the fire b'shvil chachomim. Loyaskech. No, the fire didn't go away. In other words, Mistam, they wanted to make a hesped, they wanted to make a levaya there, and the fire was there stopping them. So they saw the fire go away. He said, no. Bishvul kvar davicha leyashka, didn't listen. I say bishvul kvar atmucha, do because of Yom Kovid Nistalik. Then this fire went away and they were able to make Lavaya. Omar Abaya. Abaya says, lafuke. You know why they have this pillar of fire there? To keep people away. Lafuke mimanda loikiyim afil away sachas. For people that were not mekayim, they just missed even one ice of the Torah. Such people also should not go near him. Omule ravada bamasnif, so lafuke mimanda, even against you then. To lois le makal igra, because you don't have a gate around your roof. You don't have a makah. The Gemara says it's not true. Below you, it's not really true. Miu heavy, he had a gate around his ground to get around his roof, but rather he saw Sahudi shad Yizika. It just happened at that time the wind was there that knocked it down. Omer Rabbi Chanina, mifnei ma ein bali rosim abovel. How come in Bovel you don't have people that have the sickness, this mukashchin of bali rosim with the bug in the brain? Mifnei shoichel and tradim, because he beats to shosh and sheicha, they drink beer. Shall his meat have this hops his meat in it? Omer Rabbi Yechonin, mifnei ma ein mitzaroyim bebovel. How come people in Bovel don't have mitzaras? Mifnei shoichel and tradim, because also they eat beets. V'shoresh and sheicha, they drink beer. V'roichtzim b'mei pros, and they go down and bathe themselves in the river of pros. Alright, we'll stop here.